There's been a big rise in the number of cases of people looking for help because of their use of illegal drugs. There were over 10,000 cases last year, some of people looking for help more than once. Opioids, including heroin, were the most common reason, but cocaine was the second most common, overtaking cannabis. The average age of people looking for help was 30, and the vast majority were men. The study of people treated for drug use in 2019 was carried out by the Health Research Board. Dr. Anne-Marie Carew is a research officer with the board. Anne-Marie, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Tell me about what this study tells us about the use of cocaine here and the number of people seeking treatment.
This report from the Health Research Board today looks at problem drug use in Ireland over the seven-year period between 2013 and 2019. And it shows that almost 68,000 cases were treated for problem drug use during this time. And last year alone, nearly 11,000 cases were treated, which is a small increase compared to the previous year. Now, our key finding is that the number of cocaine cases continues to increase. Cocaine was the primary issue for one in four people treated in 2019, and we saw a threefold increase in cocaine figures. It accounted for approximately one in 10 back in 2013, and this has risen to one in four cases last year. We have also seen that cocaine has now overtaken cannabis as the second most common drug that people receive treatment for.
What about crack cocaine?
In general, those who are seeking treatment for cocaine tend to seek treatment for powder cocaine. However, we are seeing a rise in reporting for crack cocaine. It rose from 11% in 2018 to 14% last year. Now, this is a concern because it indicates a level of chronic problem drug use. These cases are more likely to be unemployed or to be homeless. And it's an important distinction between those who are more socially integrated cocaine users and also those who are more marginalised, because the types of supports that a person may need may in fact be different.
And are you seeing a difference in the profile of people who are seeking treatment for cocaine as against crack cocaine, and why?
Well, the profile of somebody seeking treatment for cocaine tends to be young males who are working. We found in our report today from the Health Research Board that 8 in 10 were male, half were young, they were aged 30 years or younger, and a very small proportion were under the age of 18. Now, compared to other groups in treatment, we found there were comparatively higher levels of employment. And in fact, we found that the proportion of cases in paid employment had jumped. It's doubled between 2013 and 2018. The profile of those, however, seeking treatment for crack cocaine is different. They tend to be more likely to be unemployed or to be homeless.
Why didn't this study look at alcohol?
So our report today looks at figures treated for problem drug use over the last 7 years. We have another report coming out shortly which looks at alcohol.
Why the distinction?
We make the distinction between drug cases and alcohol cases because they tend to be different profiles and require different types of treatment.
What about other drugs, for example, nitrous oxide or Lyrica?
So in our report, we found that opioids, mainly made up of heroin, continue to be the main problem drug. However, we did see a rise in figures for benzodiazepines, which are by and far the fourth most common drug reported, accounting for approximately one in 10 cases. You mentioned Lyrica there. Lyrica or pregabalin, it's a prescribable drug. When it's used under medical supervision, it is effective for conditions such as epilepsy, neuropathic pain, and chronic anxiety disorders. However, there is a risk of misuse, and it is clear from our data that people have started to misuse this drug over the last couple of years, and we're starting now to see people in treatment for problematic use. So when this drug is combined then with other substances, for example, like alcohol or benzodiazepines or other opioids, it does increase the risk of overdose or fatal overdose.
Dr. Anne-Marie Carew from the Health Research Board, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. 28 minutes past seven.